When children are on a seesaw, you say they are doing what?
Well,
using the name of what they're on, you can say that the kind of play they're doing.
Seesawing.
Can you tell me any homemade playthings that you had when you were a child that were...
Yes. We're very poor because when I came along, a lot of things happened. Farming was bad back in the 20s when I was real little. I can't even remember. But I had two dry years didn't make anything. And my father had to go in debt. And the first good year after he, after the dry years, he died.
Oh, really?
1927.
Oh.
So, I remember before he died, though, we were so hard up. In the summertime, he would go saw down black gum trees. I saw a good black gum tree down and take an auger and bore holes in the center of the round disc or block and make us wooden wagons. My youngest brother and sister and I would make us wooden wagons to play with. They wouldn't roll much. Get them on a hill, they'd roll good. We had a lot of fun with them. And another thing, we would roll automobile tires. Just run, touch them along, you know, and keep them going and try to keep up with them. Had a lot of fun that way. And also we'd take a little old metal rim we could get off the wagon hub we mentioned while we were. Another little piece of metal went on, a little metal rim on each side of the hub to hold the wood together on the outside. We'd get rims like that and take a piece of tin and nail it on the end of a stick, bend the sides where we could control the rim and run after it the same way. Run ourselves near to death. And most everybody did back then, lived out in the country especially. Had plenty of places to run and just run our legs off near.
Did you ever build anything? Or did you ever make a seesaw like we were talking about?
Yeah.
Did you build anything else that you could ride on besides?
Swings. We would go out in the woods and cut grapevines or muscadine vines and tall trees, and get one. Sometimes they have to cut out some small trees, you know, swing around on the lower part of the hillside where it would swing way around. And then we'd cut the vine and hold to it and swing around, come back to the ground on the other side on the hillside. And I had a lot of fun that way. In fact, one time I got real wise. I found a tree back of our barn that was like that, and it was a tall, slender tree with a vine up. Just had a few limbs in the top. The vine wasn't secured good. I went to the trouble of cutting the little trees below on the hillside.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, by myself. And I cut the stumps all way high from the ground, you know, instead of cutting them level with the ground. And I got my vine cut then, and I took my maiden voyage around through there. I got out on the highest part of the hillside, and the vine broke, and the vine and me went tumbling down, and I just... The good Lord was with me. I didn't hit one of those stumps, but I fell between them.
I guess he was with you. I guess you learned something from that experience.
Yes.
I guess you couldn't tell really from a vine how well it was anchored when you...
Well, we could have, but I didn't look. I just saw it fast. I just saw it up the tree. I didn't, kid-like, I didn't bother to look to see.
Oh.
Like kids are now about things as far as safety is concerned.
Well, I'm not sure they're that much different. The parents maybe start looking sometime a little more, but...
We were up Amicalola Falls Sunday before last.
Were you?
And climbed the falls and walked back down the road. We'd been up there before in the car up the road, but this time we wanted to climb the side of the falls. And coming back down the road, we lagged and had fun about so many grapevines hanging from trees. We'd stop and see one down there, it's so beautiful. We just think, you know, back when we were kids, what a wonderful grapevine, what a wonderful swing that would make. Saw several beautiful ones.
You didn't stop, though.
No, we didn't bother to cut them. We didn't bother to cut them and swing.